Welcome to the Bad Movie Night Podcast, covering the worst movies you've never seen. Go to our website, badmovienightpodcast.com, to watch our show and to listen to other episodes of our podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night.
Everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Bad Movie Night Podcast. My name is Chris, and tonight we're diving into a little retro Greco action with Tomcat Dangerous Desires.
Kitty wants some candy?
Meow.
Richard Greco of Mobsters and If Looks Could Kill, and Mariam Diabo of The Living Daylights and Immortal Sins. Tomcat, Dangerous Desires.
This movie made my back hurt.
Ew! Fuck! Todd, what the fuck? What's that supposed to mean, you sicko? Keep this shit to yourself!
What happened?
I'm just saying my back hurts. That's all I'm saying.
What were you doing?
Is so goddamn bad.
He's trying to practice those movies he saw.
Oh my god, you can't do it, Richard. He's fit in this movie, son. You can't pull a Greco. Yeah, you can't pull a Greco.
I'm not trying to pull a Greco. I'm just saying.
You were trying to pull something, certainly. Oh, Todd. Starting it off right. Oh, man. I'm so sorry.
Did you like that visual?
This Richard Greco movie. No, Todd, Aaron, what's going on with your background? You don't even have anything. Where's Richard Greco sexily ripped, half naked?
There was
naked?
A nice
He's
still
right here.
Of just his face staring at the camera.
Man. That's pretty good. I don't like that. He terrifies me. He's a fucking scary dude.
He looks like Loki in that. It makes sense that he plays Loki in that other movie because he looks like Loki in that film.
Todd, I got a question for you about this movie. Before we get into discussion, though,
ask me.
Would you say this movie Ed a cock Ross?
What?
Man, that is so topical. It caught me for a second.
Say I don't pay attention. Todd knows what it means.
I often say you don't pay attention, and the fact
what?
That you
I wasn't
just
paying what'd you say?
The fact that you just repeated to me Russian that I told you like 10 minutes ago, I didn't think your short-term memory even lasted 10 minutes.
Me either.
And you did a pretty good job of like repeating it as well.
You want to know what I did, Todd?
You wrote it down, probably.
Wrote it fucking down. And I wrote it down in the way that I made it, that you wrote it.
Phonetically.
Said it.
Yeah.
So I wrote ETTA space COCK space ROSS.
Did he close. Pronounce it properly?
That's close.
It's close enough, I think. How do you pronounce it?
I'm not going to do Russian for you.
Okay. It was Russian for hitting the spot.
Yeah, my Russian's not good, really.
Wait.
That's how Todd hurt his back.
By Richard Greco hitting the spot?
Oh, God.
It really hurts, too. Oh, you guys are making fun of me. It hurts so bad.
No, I would never. I would never, Todd. I'm very concerned.
So good.
Ew.
All right. Good talk. Good way to start the show. Let's move on. We got Todd, Aaron, Spiv, Rebecca on the show. I forgot to put the name tags up. I guess I can turn back on.
So yeah, no, it's a good thing I put my name in.
We're supposed
you know
to
what?
Have titles, too,
I don't even
right?
know how to do that. Hold on. I can turn it. No, can't turn it on. You're not getting names this week. Okay?
If you don't know by now.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Todd.
I'm Chris. I sure am dumb. Got you guys.
Oh, I got it. It took me a moment. Yeah, I can't turn guest name. This. All right, we're moving on. Todd, what is Tomcat Dangerous Desires about?
Yeah. Okay. Listen,
I'm expecting a good one here.
No, you're not expecting a good one. I'm not even doing. I'm not even validating this movie with a premise. This
there
is what.
Is no premise.
This is what happened. This is what happened.
Amy's
Somebody's
looking at me like what the fuck?
This is what happened. Somebody was like, hey, I have an idea. Let's walk around in a movie like you're a tomcat and you're just so horny that you need every woman. And Richard Greco's like, hey, that's what I do in real life all the time anyway. I would be perfect for this role.
So Saturday
and then they
night.
Made a movie.
Film me walking around.
Yeah, just to and then they made a movie Saturday and that's night. It. There's like no other premise for this movie.
Don't forget
that's
the cat
perfect.
Juice.
And the right premise, Todd.
Feline sex club, Todd. Come on.
In a world with Richard Greco.
In a world. Well, Chris, you're being summoned. I think we need more fans.
Dude, we're doing it live. Fuck it.
Do it live.
I'll just do it while he's away getting yelled at.
In a future. Is it world?
It is
a
world.
It's a little bit the future. They're taking cat juice and squirting it into brains.
Okay.
I think
you can do that
world.
Now, though.
Just no guarantees.
A man tries to fix his... what do they call that? Neurological disorder with cat juice.
Squirt that cat juice in my brain.
And he ends up really horny all the time.
So many cat noises. I don't even know. What?
And then he goes on a...
killing spree.
Killing rampage.
Can he stop killing people for long enough to...
fuck them first?
Find out in Tomcat. That's going to have to be good enough.
That works.
That was the movie. Yeah. I don't think we have anything else to talk
what
about.
What is there to talk about? That basically summed... Great job, Todd. Great job.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I mean, what do we normally do at the premise hole? We normally go around and get opinions, right?
No, history hole.
No, yeah.
We do opinions, right?
No, we do history hole next.
History hole before opinion.
Yep. I think Aaron's joking because he doesn't have a history hole.
I put one together in the last 5 minutes of our pre-show. Don't worry.
The year was
93.
Let's get a little context for the year the movie was released.
Yeah.
And then it goes with the bumper. And then Aaron comes in. The end.
I think we should just keep this. This is the best podcast episode ever. I'm being legitimate, though. I don't know when the history hole happens in the show.
It's now.
For Aaron's history hole.
So, 1993, we recently covered with Maniac Cop 3, Badge of Silence.
Not so silent about that movie. I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah,
that feels about right time-wise, too.
All right, so this film was released on August 11th, 1993. So, some other movies released that month were The Fugitive.
I didn't kill my wife.
Get off my lawn.
I don't care. Fine, I'm going to jump out of the sewer.
Man, your Harrison Ford is so much better than your Tommy Lee Jones.
I didn't kill my wife.
It's like Bob Dylan.
That's not what Tommy Lee Jones sounds like at all.
Tommy Lee
Jones.
How
do you know? You've never met him.
I've seen plenty of his films. All right, Jason Goes to Hell.
Never saw it.
Great movie. He goes to hell, Todd.
Is that like
you kind of give it away in the title, if I'm honest.
You know what hell's for, right, Sviv?
Children.
Cats.
Todd, really
Richard
dark.
Richard Grieco.
Wow, you listen to way too much Pat Benatar, Todd.
Erotic thrillers.
It's a hidden passion of mine.
Erotic thrillers, yes they are. It's The Secret Garden.
Never saw it. I don't really care what's in that garden.
That's
Why have
thriller.
I seen The Secret Garden? Does anyone know the answer
yes,
to that?
I've seen it a few times.
We watched it in school.
Did we? Yep.
I didn't. We went to the same school.
Yeah.
You weren't in those classes.
Wow, I was in the stupid... The not-so-secret garden is what we saw.
The wide open, very clear garden.
The place where plants grow.
Oh my God. All right, Hard Target, Surf Ninjas. No, that's not right. Oh, there's a comma in there. Sorry. Hard Target, comma, Surf Ninjas. Not Hard Targets.
Well, I think Surf Ninjas would be hard targets.
I believe
true,
they would
because
be
they're riding those waves. And Jean-Claude with his mullet and Hard Target.
Yeah, Needful Things.
Oh, the Stephen King story?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen that. And I think they redid it with Rob Lowe or something at one point.
Oh.
Or is that the one with Rob Lowe?
I don't remember. I do remember seeing it, but it was a...
Was he Rob High then? I'm not sure.
He's Rob High back then.
No, he's not.
Feel like that could,
now he's
everybody
Rob
was
Lowe.
High back then.
I feel like that could be one of your porn names, too, if you just switch the emphasis around a little. Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
Nice to meet you. I'm Rob Bloom. All right, the man without a face.
That sucks. Do you have other things, though?
Wouldn't you like to find out?
Like, how does he eat? How does he breathe?
Well, it doesn't say he doesn't have a mouth or a digestive system.
So you're saying he has eyeballs, nose, mouth, ears? Then that's a fucking face. It might be just like weird looking, but that's still a face.
Yeah, I mean, we still call yours a face.
Yeah, what do you consider a face at that point, Aaron?
I am not a medical doctor. I don't know what the technical definition
like
of a face
are.
Is.
I think it depends on what is.
All right, so moving on. Our crew for this film, our writer and director was Paul Donovan.
That name sounds familiar.
He's got a handful of credits, both basically for writing and directing. He also did some producing. He's best known for the movie DEFCON 4 and producing the TV show Lex. DEFCON 4 was one I've never seen, but I've wanted to see since I was a kid because the cover always caught my eye at the movie store. It just looks so freaking cool. I have no idea what the movie's about, but I think we need to check it out.
Oh, that sounds cool.
It looks cool.
It always caught my eye, the VHS. It's okay. Two men and a woman circled the globe in a satellite armed with a nuclear device.
A little baby too, or no? No little baby?
The Third World War breaks out, and a few months later, the satellite crashes. They survive the crash, but one man gets killed by survivors, and the other man gets caught. The woman stays by the remains of the satellite, but is soon caught by the evil punks who have taken over.
We don't need to watch it anymore. You just told us the whole thing.
Well, fuck.
Oh, I'm still watching it.
One Lenore Zahn and Maury Chakelin.
Maury Povich?
DEFCON.
That'd be great.
DEFCON 4. You're not the father.
Isn't DEFCON 4 like one above the least important thing? Like, isn't
DEFCON, I thought
DEFCON
1 is
the
most
right? important.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
DEFCON 4. DEFCON 3 means there's an increase in force. DEFCON 4 means there are increased intelligence.
Not in this podcast. All right, so hey, cinematographer was Peter Wunstorf. Yes, you heard that right. Wunstorf.
Okay.
He is 47.
He was once a dwarf and is no longer.
He
hasn't made it to many dwarf yet.
Peter, many dwarfs.
Oh, my God. All right, best known for The
XP
Killing TV show.
That,
all of it.
The one with Scully?
No, The Killing.
Oh,
you're thinking of...
you're thinking of The X-Files.
No. You're thinking of...
I always make that mistake.
Shit, what is that called?
I know it, The Killing. I don't know. The Killing 2.
The Killing's like an AMC show. Yeah. It's not...
You're talking about the one with Joel Kinnaman.
Yes, and also Brokeback Mountain.
Okay.
I can't quit you. Composer for this film was Graham Coleman. He has 99 composer credits. He's best known for the TV series Nightman... and The Outer Limits.
Nice man.
Oh, man. All right, so another film I want to check out.
Oh, man, you got to pay the troll toll. That fucking show. Anyway, sorry.
Wait, you love that show? I haven't heard 800 times.
Todd hates Always Sunny in Philadelphia, like a passion.
I think I hate it because you love
it
so much.
Yeah, yeah. It's just to spite you.
Well, Todd, sometimes the nightman cometh, all right?
That's not the only thing. All right, so Quarantine from 1989. In a futuristic society being decimated by plague, a fascist movement seizes power and quarantines not only plague victims, but anyone related to them.
We can't watch that.
This sounds very timely.
Yeah. Awesome.
Wait, what year was that made and who directed or who wrote it? Because they are a future teller.
Yes,
person.
Future teller, yes.
Dude. But it stars Beatrice Boapple. Come on. She's one of my...
Good old Boapple.
Oh, that's a man, too, because he plays Ivan.
What?
She's
Ivan, I don't
from
know.
Nightmare on Elm Street 5.
Oh, maybe it is a man or woman. Yeah. I'm looking her up.
I wonder if there's any like federal agents hopping out of minivans kidnapping people in this movie.
Oh, shit. Shit's getting political.
Drop the mic.
Oh, shit.
Shit, son. Yeah, so, okay, moving on. This was a horror thriller movie. Some other horror thriller films from that year were Jason Goes to Hell, The Vanishing, Needful Things, as we discussed, The Dark Half, Warlock, The Armageddon, When a Stranger Calls.
Aaron, what the fuck? Cats is playing in the background?
Cats playing in the background.
he knew it, too. He's like waiting for us.
Trauma. Pumpkinhead 2, Blood Wings, Ghost in the Machine, Bloodstone, Subspecies.
I can't listen.
Man's Best Friend, and Doppelganger.
Did you say Trauma? The, yes. Like, 80s movie?
The 1993 film, Trauma.
Oh. That's a 1993 one. Is that the one I'm thinking of? No. Okay, not the one I'm thinking of. This is the Argento one, though, but I thought there was another. No, I'm thinking of Angst. Sorry. Different movie. We're good. Good Cats. Cats are good. I've never seen Cats.
Except for when they pee
on your bed. yeah, actually, that's the thing. I was, like, flying high about Cats recently. Like, Olivia's getting on. I'm like, maybe we should get another cat after she dies. Not after this! Fuck you!
All done with Cats.
Done with Cats. Done with Cats. All right, are we done with the history hole?
Yes.
Wow. Delicious, Aaron. Delicious is what I say to that. I don't know why I said that. It's creepy. Let's move on and talk about something creepier, though, and that is Richard Greco.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon. Whoa! Join the Patreon. $2 a month and you get some stuff.
Hey everyone, go to patreon.com/badmovienightshow and sign up for $2 a month. You get access to the weekly pre-show as well as other bonus podcasts and videos. patreon.com/badmovienightshow. Todd, what did you think of Tomcat Dangerous Desires?
I mean, you need to stop making cat noises. Because it's really creeping me out. This is what I said in the beginning a little bit. I'm not a fan of this movie at all. It's just
end the show. What? We can all agree.
Nothing. You pulled nothing from this. You didn't pull on anything.
Oh,
from
he
this?
Pulled
didn't
something.
Pull a thing.
This is how he hurt his back.
He threw out his hips.
It's just, I don't know. It was so stupid. I couldn't get past in this movie thinking, this is just what Richard Greco does on a daily basis, and someone's like, we should make a movie about this. It seems like the entire movie was based on one joke that somebody just got drunk and made a joke one time, and then that's it. And that's, I don't know. It was like, meh, the whole time.
All right.
Maybe I had a bad attitude, but
I think you had a bad attitude. Spiff, what'd you think?
Yeah, I think someone had said, hey, wouldn't it be fun if Richard Grieco was a cat? And then they said, yeah, and he'll be horny all the time, and he'll like push people off buildings, and he's afraid of water, and then
but
the movie
really
was over.
So you liked it?
I thought this movie had no plot.
No
zero.
Plot.
Zero plot.
But it didn't have Richard Grieco.
It had Richard Grieco making luscious cat noises.
They weren't even good cat noises.
I will say, even with no plot, when I watch an erotic thriller, I want some erotic scenes. This had none.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get into the eroticism in this movie. It was, yeah, I'm with you on that. Rebecca, what'd you think?
I thought it had, like, no forward momentum at all. Like, it would start to go somewhere, and then they would kill off the character that was anywhere related to what was happening, so then you're like, oh, okay, well, I guess that didn't matter. And then it just did that so many times that I didn't care anymore.
So, big fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Favorite movie ever.
Favorite movie of all time. That's what that Richard Greco poster is above you. Aaron, what'd you think? Just off camera, you can't quite see it, but it's there.
I mean, there's not enough conflict in this. There's no... The only conflict is himself. You know, it's basically just him against his own self and how he's slightly changing. I mean, I like the cat juicing scene. That's pretty cool.
Cat juicing.
The cat juicing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always on board for good cat juicing.
The videotape?
What are you talking about? What cat juicing?
When they inject him, we're using viral to reprogram his RNA, and then it just cuts them literally connecting a tube from a cat brain to his brain and pumping blood into it.
I mean, that...
insert science here.
That idea is kind of cool, right?
I guess. Yeah.
Well, like, did you guys ever see that movie Cat People?
No.
No. It's actually a pretty good movie, if I recall. I'm not sure who's in it. But it's also like an erotic thriller. Much more erotic, much more of a thriller, much more of a storyline. This movie should be like fun, maybe. I was hoping it would like devolve from him being like injected with this cat thing and then slowly turning into a cat and becoming weirder and weirder. But they don't even... That would have been cool. Like the momentum you're talking about, Rebecca. That's completely devoid.
They didn't take it far enough. Like, I want him to be like sitting weird and licking his hands and like
drinking milk out of a saucer and shit. Yeah.
Go cat if you're going to go cat.
I don't think I like.
That's what I always say.
I don't think I like the killing stuff too. I think that just took away from the movie for me. I know cats are like merciless killers. Like I know they will do that. I know that's a cat thing, but if they would have taken it in like a crazy way instead of just a murderous way, it would have been way better.
Well, where does the erotic aspect come from? Just because he's a cat,
a tomcat specifically.
Cats
are tomcats are cats that just go out and.
I didn't know that. Is that accurate?
That's the joke that I was suggesting somebody made while drunk, and they're like, yeah, Richard Greco. Like, somebody just made a joke about like somebody being a cat and tomcat and going around fucking everything in the movie. And
it's to say like he's tomcatting around, like he's just going around and sleeping with everything that moves.
Which is totally what Richard Greco does.
Which is just Richard Greco. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's funny, the whole time I kept thinking about, since Hamilton just came out, there's a line in Hamilton, Martha Washington named her feral tomcat Hamilton, because he was always tomcatting around.
So you're saying Richard Grieco is next to star in Hamilton?
Yes.
He does have a beautiful singing voice, I'm positive of that.
He's quite
and
a
that dancing
he's
is quite fantastic.
We, know he can, we certainly know he can dance now. Yeah.
I did not think that's what he was doing in that car. No. I thought he was like being a bodyguard or going to like a mafia deal or something.
I did not see ballet dancing in the future.
Yeah, Swan Lake with a 90s dance beat.
Oh, it was so 90s. It's like 90s. Enya recording Swan Lake.
I do look at this movie and I'm like confused. Because it's you could call it an erotic thriller because they play the music.
And, oh, yeah.
But there's, like, very little sex.
There's a lot of sax.
There's a lot. The sax player needs a break. That guy was the entire movie.
He's all Kenny G.
He was on it.
But it, compelling evidence was way more.
Way more erotic.
Way more, yeah. I just was confused by this because they didn't lean in on the sci-fi element. They didn't lean on the erotic element. The thriller was random and confusing when he's killing. The whole end sequence makes no sense to me at all.
It was so stupid.
How did he get out of the car? Yeah.
A little bit of a run-on, too.
I think this movie strictly is for men and women who are attracted to Richard Greco. I think that is the audience.
People that like cats.
How many people are we talking?
It's for furries.
Well,
it's
least,
for furries.
I would say at least three or four of us on the show, right? I
mean, Richard watches it.
Well, of course
he
does.
That's pretty confident.
He is a fan of himself. I'm pretty sure. I like at the beginning of the movie when those people rob him and they look in his fridge, and it's got fish, a crab, a whole chicken.
Beer.
Well, he's a cat, and lots of milk. It had lots of milk
in glass bottles.
Yeah. The milkman had been there.
Oh, was anyone else thrown off by the fact that they were having this big erotic session and they're getting robbed and like nobody is concerned?
Dude, when you're into it, you're into it.
I think
it's a tomcat.
I thought the robbing was going to like factor into the stories
at all again. Yeah, nope.
And it was just random.
They have names and lines and everything.
I think because Richard Greco could hear them, so he wasn't concerned because he's a cat man.
I understand if he's not concerned,
Do cats
But
have
how
super
is she
hearing?
Not more concerned that somebody just broke
well,
into the
house?
Well,
she was concerned. She said they should call the cops, and he was like, nah,
he's
nah,
like, no,
fine.
Don't call the cops. I'll grab you from behind and try to eat your face.
He is such a good lover. Okay, that's the thing. All right, when you make love to Richard Grieco, it's like
just
you're in a whole
everything
different
else.
Plane of
existence. I don't think you
existence.
Participate. I think you just lay there and take it.
Oh, so... We find out later on a little that he hates water because he's a cat man.
Yeah.
Does that mean he hasn't showered in like a month?
I thought of that too, but he looks so... His hair looks stunning. Stunning, I tell you.
Welcome to the podcast where Chris just talks about Grieco the whole time.
It is just flowing
Did
and
you guys
long.
See his pecs in this movie?
And like
his
I did.
Pecs were masked. Like,
God, they were impeccable.
Todd. He had that one chambered the whole time.
Did you see his man ass at one point?
I knew you were going to pick that up.
It was
up.
A
like,
completely different shade of existence
that?
Than the rest of his body.
He should have had a tail.
Was that a stunt ass?
It was a stunt ass. Open space time.
He must tan religiously and not of his ass, which is weird considering if you're doing a nude scene, right? Wouldn't you just kind of tan it all up, make it even, fry it all off?
Wasn't that a thing last
year?
Get that
cancer like
butthole
everywhere.
Tanning?
Butterfly what, Aaron?
Butthole tanning? Wasn't that a thing last year?
Like yeah, the was. Inside? Like you spread?
Perineum tanning.
Perineum
for
tanning,
certain
right.
was.
Who's getting in there?
It burns.
How are Chris and I the only two that remember this?
Is that on
I don't.
Remember from
not?
What?
You gotta tan your taint. That's where the sun goes in and like rejuvenates you.
I did see your t-shirt that
but
said
But isn't
that
where the sun don't shine? Isn't that its name?
It's no sunshine.
Just keep it that
gone.
Way.
That's why everyone's so miserable.
No, it shines there now, Rebecca.
You just need a mirror.
I think Ian is
I think that
the,
could be pretty dangerous.
Ooh, I bet Ian has a tan down there.
No, I think Ian is the Richard Grieco of BMN. He's got the hair. He's got the creepy look. He's definitely the creepiest
He needs to
of
take
us,
up
right?
smoking, though.
Do cats smoke?
This one did.
Do cats drive? Do cats dance?
This one didn't, so we're okay.
This one tried?
Do cats drive cars?
What was with the cars in this movie? Like, they're all from
1932. Car Magia. That was like a 67 maybe, something like that.
Okay, but they're all like these like antique cars and shit.
Yeah, there are no 90s.
Yeah, he had a
Well,
Jag.
There was one.
Yeah, did
the,
anyone notice what he drove?
The doctor had the LeBaron, didn't she?
Oh, there was a LeBaron.
Oh, Todd. That's why Todd's back hurts.
It's getting hot.
He hopped off the couch so fast. It just.
Did you see the upholstery on that thing?
Is that an 89?
Did anyone notice what he drove?
No, because I didn't know which car was his. He had
a
like
Cadillac.
A Jaguar.
He had a Jag. Yeah.
Was he the Jag. White Jag? That was, thought that was the lady.
He had a green Jag.
I the lady drove the yeah. little.
She convertible. Had the Car Magia.
Wasn't that her boyfriend's car, Dale?
And poor Dale. Dale's so taken
hey,
advantage
Dale.
Of this movie.
Dale's such a loser. I would have left him too.
Dale reminds me of Dave Coulier.
Yeah, exactly. That's
that
not a good thing,
that
right?
That's a pretty yeah, shitty yeah. way to
and
tell
I'm
Dale.
And I'm here!
So, okay. The movie starts with Richard.
Oh my God.
Already as a beginning? Cat. Oh, he's man. Already a cat man. He goes through no change.
He's evolving.
No, he's not, though.
No, yeah. He's already a cat man. He stays a cat man the whole movie.
Cat man do.
And he's a cat man at the end.
And you have that main doctor lady who kind of feels like your protagonist, right? For a little bit. But then,
sort of, but she's off. She's a bit of a hothead too, though.
Well, she's already got issues because she's clearly like sleeping with her experiment, which doesn't seem.
Dude, what if she got pregnant?
Very professional, exactly. And she knows the
Tomcat 2, dangerous offspring.
I mean, just the Richard Grieco alone is not a good thing to reproduce, and then let alone. The cat aspect of it.
The caspect.
Caspect.
What were you going to say, Todd?
I don't fucking remember. This movie is so dumb. Goddamn.
So, let's talk about the dancing.
Let's. Okay.
I love how he's like, you know, I never have to practice. No, yeah, it's because you suck at dancing. You should probably practice more.
You don't but you should.
How does he do it? He doesn't even practice. And where has he been all these years? God, I just don't get it.
He's possessed by the devil.
So I didn't realize this until I read the synopsis. But he was already a dancer?
I don't know. They jump you right into the movie with no backstory of this character. He just goes to a dance. So I assume he was working because there was cameras on him and they were like shooting a music video or something.
I think they were practicing the ballet.
Wait, that's ballet?
Yeah, that was ballet.
It was Swan Lake.
It was Swan Lake.
Oh my God, that would be the worst.
Can you imagine like Richard Grieco and Natalie Portman?
Every time I close my eyes, Biff.
Natalie Portman, forever unclean.
I'm actually imagining Natalie Portman's face right now when you tell her that Richard Grieco has to play opposite her. That would be pretty funny.
Ooh, especially current day Richard Grieco.
Yeah.
That sequence was weird too, where he's like dancing in the fog and then it cuts to like a random car driving and then it cuts back to him like watching the lady dance while there's rain behind him.
It was time passing.
It's meanwhile, you got that music that.
That's your erotic thriller. That's your eroticness.
With no eroticism, though.
No eroticism, but that's what you get is the music.
They did make a cat is out of the bag comment. I liked that.
The cat is out of the bag.
They go to that sex club and the it's called the sex club.
The feline sex club that has no cats and no sex.
But it's just dancing.
That's like the only sex club I'd get invited to. It's like you go in and they're like, now, each and every one of these cats needs to have its sex determined. Like, this
male,
isn't what I signed
male,
up for.
Yeah. Female.
Damn
male.
It.
He goes up to the...
I feel like that was like a big fucking dad joke and like just hit it hit hard. Hey, Chris, how you doing over there, man?
I am ready to just leave and never come back.
This is the worst episode. Oh, man. Chris, why did we pick this movie?
It's not the movie. It's the interruptions. I like the scene where in that sex club, Richard Grieco's talking to that doctor lady and he randomly touches something on the floor and like licks it.
Is that supposed to be
a cat
thing?
What a cat would do?
Yes.
What was he licking? Somebody riddle me that.
Who knows, man?
He was trying to be erotic.
I think he was, Viv.
I don't think that works.
Engulfed his entire finger. It was pretty impressive.
I mean, Chris, let's see if you can do it. Go for it.
I'm not doing it.
You end up making yourself puke and we're just done.
We got more to clean up. That scene in the dance club was pretty good when they come dancing out in the crowd and she's like rockerly hanging out on him or something.
Where he just lifted her over and over again and pick up.
Classic Grieco move.
That's Greco-Roman wrestling, isn't it? Isn't that what that is? I don't know.
He just had all these chambered for the whole episode.
I don't have enough capacity to think of these ahead of time.
I mean, if you removed like all these dancing sequences and all the foreplay, because there's a lot of just like kissing and driving.
I guess you could call it kissing.
Aggressive kissing. Yeah, it's more like face attacking.
If you remove that, you literally have like 25 minutes of movie.
And no goddamn story.
And still no goddamn story.
There's a good like 20 minutes of him just smoking.
and standing on tall buildings. Yeah, we're like, yeah, right. We get it. You like tall buildings. You're a cat.
Pacing
like,
around a rooftop.
What was the point of that scene where they're standing on top of the tall building talking?
I have no idea.
Would you push me off if I could ask you?
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. I want to talk about that scene. That was fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Like, the whole movie...
Do you
movie,
want me to?
Yeah. Yeah, the movie up until this point, like, every erotic point was, like, with naked people, or actively having sex, or kissing, or touching, or whatever. And then all of a sudden, you're on top of a building, And he's there like, oh, this got dark. And they even mention about how dark it got. And then it's like they're trying to get off, but they're talking about pushing each other off the building.
Yeah, man.
It got like really dark really quick.
Do you want to push me off?
Do you want me to push you off?
Because Greco likes being high.
That's a cat thing.
I guess.
Is it?
I don't know.
I thought cats liked hiding under things.
I thought cats could see well in the dark. Like, I thought
he
that's
been
especially
like
what
when
cats
he was,
are good at.
When he was in bed, he should have been like pawing at the sheets.
Yeah.
Like, chasing her foot under
every,
the sheets.
Every time she moved on the sheets, he should have been chasing the riffle. Like, that would have been a cat thing.
Like,
you know this
a
movie
mouse
was missing. This movie's missing a laser pointer.
Oh my god. That's we how could, she should have beat him at the end.
Yeah. Oh my god. We could remake this movie so
it
hard.
Was so much fun. Yeah, if you could do it that way.
We'll just call it Todd Cat. I'll play Richard Greco. You better get writing. Hey, someone called me a lion today, by the way, so we could totally do that. Let's figure it out.
Is that like the next step up from a bear? What is that?
I don't know. I have honestly
it was at work,
so I think it's inappropriate.
Lions, tigers, bears, oh my. I think that's the starter stage. Chris has reached the final form. He's a bear. wait, or is it oh my?
Those are eyebrows of confidence that he just raised over there.
She wants Richard Greco's soul, not
his
heart.
That was creepy too.
I don't know what's going on. Just it's like
I don't want your heart. I want your soul.
It's like endless talking.
Dead
but it doesn't mean anything.
And it does, none of the talking means anything.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't push the story along in any way.
Mm-mm. So, Aaron, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If someone calls you on the phone and asks what your address is, do you get really turned on?
Let me just put it this way.
You.
I don't always have phone
address?
Sex, but when I do, I leave my clothes on.
What's your address?
And if you hang up the phone, I'm definitely going to call back, so you're going to have to unplug the phone.
Oh
all right.
Oh, my gosh.
What's your address?
Super
I have
creepy.
No idea.
What's your address?
I don't know.
What's your address?
One. Two.
1-2 Street Lane.
Ville.
That whole scene was weird because Richard Greco is talking in like normal voice tones, but she's doing like the phone sex, sultry voice.
Where's your hand?
Downtown. So give me the address. Imogen, give me the address.
And she's going to get so turned on by just the...
Just his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he seductively puts lipstick on outside for some reason. I thought it might have been chapstick, but it definitely looked like lipstick.
No,
it was her
lipstick. That was later. He did that because he wanted to, I think he wanted
upset
to
Dale.
Kiss Dave Coulier before he killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does a few voices too in this movie. He does like, I guess it's supposed to be a woman's voice at one point.
That was funny.
A southern voice.
Is Dale there? Dale. I can't remember, but I know he's staying at the Hotel Terminus. Dale, I don't ever tell you, you are a beautiful human being. A beautiful human being.
Yeah.
Guy is talented.
Super talented.
When you have talent like that.
He's got range.
You have to demonstrate it.
It's just acting. I don't understand it. It was too good. I couldn't understand it.
I didn't even think it was acting. I thought it was just real. And then at one point, Richard Greco turns to the doctor lady and he says, "Do you want me to fuck you?" And I was like, "No, sir."
That doesn't work for you, Chris?
I was like, "This is too much. I'm turning this shit off. This shit got too real."
And I'm out.
Yep, pretty much.
Do you want me to fuck you?
That one wasn't in the script either. It was just like, oh, the cameras are rolling?
Well, keep it, I guess.
My mistake.
I mean, okay, so we do have one cool thing. We have the doctor who gets his head crushed with a car.
Oh, yeah.
He jacks the guy with the car, yeah.
He jacks the guy, all right.
but I don't even understand, why did he kill that doctor?
Because he needed to get the videotape.
He's a cat?
Why does he make the blood when he watched the video?
Right there.
Aaron, that is...
He's
Aaron.
A cat. So that was my biggest problem, actually.
His
Why
justification for making for killing Imogen was because she knew he was a cat person. But he literally put the tape on and made her watch it.
Yeah.
Well, he wanted to kill her, so he had to come up with a reason.
I got something I want you to watch.
Well, it sounded...
I'll be right back.
It came across to me that he didn't know he was part cat until he saw the tape.
Right. Yeah. That's how he figured it all out. Yeah.
So this is the conflict of the movie, is the scientist lady who's sleeping with Richard Greco gets mad at the other scientist because he wants to kill the cat.
Right.
And that
because the cat is Richard Greco's parents' cat.
Yeah, and that sets off a chain reaction of events, which leads to her being upset and trashing the lab, and that doctor...
She throws bugs at him.
Looking at the experiments that she did to produce Richard Greco, which then makes Richard Greco kill him.
Which I don't know if we talked about yet, by the way, but the only reason she put cat juice in his head was to fix some kind of neurological disorder.
Richard Greco disease, yeah.
Yeah.
Classic. Yeah.
I think it's just too much nicotine.
RGD. It's a classic RGD.
You start twitching.
It's called fucking whatever when you don't take your drugs.
Withdrawal.
It's called classic.
Richard Greco never withdraws.
Yeah. It's called, he does not take drugs.
It's called whatever when you don't take your...
But they also like shave half of his head to put the cat stuff in, but then somehow his hair is still flowingly beautiful.
Yeah, that bothered me the whole time. Well, how long has this procedure passed?
This is ruining the movie, guys.
Yeah.
Inconsistent.
He got hair plugs.
Just pasted it back on.
It's called Just for Men. Just for cats.
Just she for kept cat the men. Skin flap over on the side and then just glued it back on when he was done.
Mm. So then he murders the doctor lady because she tries to push him down an elevator shaft.
Turnabout's fair play here.
So at that point, that's 50 minutes in the movie, and you're like, okay, where's this movie going to go? Because there's no forward momentum to begin with.
Halfway.
Now
we're even none left. Nowhere.
Yeah, now no one knows about him. And
Imogen still does a little bit.
But she didn't know. She didn't know at that point.
That he's a cat man?
So to make the movie have a final conflict, they force Richard Greco to just randomly show Imogen the tape so that she knows he's a cat man, so that he can drive her to the wood factory or whatever the fuck that was.
The lumber yard.
The wood factory.
I thought it was a paper mill.
Were those big piles, were they like wood chips?
I think it's paper mill with all the water there and everything.
It was a paper mill with the water and the wood poles and many shit boards. Like that.
I think they make wood there, Spiv. You gotta make it somewhere. Well, shit doesn't just grow in the forest.
I thought it was a lumber yard because they had so many plants.
Yeah, shit doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah, but it was floating in water. You're not going to want to put your logs in water and then cut them up.
Where do you put your logs?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I think I would. That's why I asked.
Not the logs, though. They were when he was chasing her around those big racks of planks.
Yeah.
Oh, they were logs when they were.
They were post log. Like a pre.
Like why bother?
Like
they weren't dropped off in the pool just yet.
If you're gonna chop,
they were still.
If you're gonna chop them up into paper, why make boards? Just get the whole trunk, you know.
No, you make boards. You gotta take off the. Make boards, and the waste gets turned into pulp for paper.
Oh.
Mm.
See, we just saw
this
whole movie.
Todd is here,
and now it makes perfect sense.
Expert lumberjack. I will take all the lumberjack questions. Thank you.
And wood and jacking. Todd's your guy.
Yeah,
but you get that scene where Richard Greco.
That was creepy.
Yeah,
it's like he's like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh yeah,
busting through the door. Oh yeah,
Todd, do it again. I'm gonna slow it down.
No, I got t-shirts.
Okay, that's fair. The scene where he looks at the cat and hisses at it and then turns and says, meow.
That wasn't even a good hiss.
I like to be up at dawn and dusk. Meow.
No, that's the other problem. His cat features aren't very impressive. He couldn't even try.
When she was chasing her around the wood factory, they did a tiger sound at one point where he grabbed at her and it went. Arr. That was pretty impressive, Aaron.
Did anyone want to see him like turn and run and break down onto like all fours in one of these running scenes? That would have been awesome.
That's what I wanted.
Like cheetah.
I wanted
run.
His final form to be like an actual cat.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a human do that before and it is really creepy.
That sounds terrifying.
It's hard to do.
Why didn't they set that scene at night and he used his cat vision? Mm-hmm. Isn't that like what cats have is the vision? They could see in the dark.
Why was three quarters of the movie at night?
Because you don't want to see Richard Greco in the day.
He's banned everywhere else.
That is his daytime.
Yeah, but, it just showed off how bad their lighting was.
That ending, though, I did not see that coming.
No, I did not see that coming either.
Was that all just foreplay then? If she's just like, well, I'm just going to snuggle up here. You tried to kill me, but hey.
It didn't make any sense is the problem.
No, not at all.
It's like a, I don't know. Yeah. Are they just extremely codependent or something? I don't get it.
It ends like Maniac Cop, where they're driving into the water, and they crash into the water, but then they look at each other as the car's sinking, and she's like, you didn't really want to hurt me, did you? Or something. And then he tells her to fly, like what's his like Gandalf does in Lord of the Rings.
Fly, he's like, you fools.
Fly, you fool. And then the water bursts through, and then she recovers, but Richard Greco's gone. He's dead.
Oh, no.
Because he's a cat, and he can't handle the water. But then she goes back to her house, and Richard Greco's there, and he says something about cats can actually
swim. They just don't like to.
And then he calls her a dirty girl or something, or dangerous. What did he say to her? You've been a bad girl.
I was waiting to turn it off.
He says, you've been a bad girl. And he like pets her head as she lays on him, and I was like,
the hell just happened?
What the hell am I doing in my life?
And then you immediately said this time, hey, let's watch another Richard Greco movie.
Yeah, so I was like, sweet, let's go. I'm ready for another one.
Are you doing one next week, too? Great. That's perfect.
I'm going to be sick next week.
Yeah. I think this had potential. Like, had they
it's
played
a cool
up that
concept.
The concept, I think, is fun.
Play up the illegal procedure. Someone gets the tape and the authorities find it. And
if he just would have like went down the spiral of becoming a cat and got more and more ridiculous, that would have been great, right?
Yeah.
Or
well,
actually
and like
have
when
sex
she's,
scenes.
When she's destroying the lab, like the alarm's going off, so you expect like security's going to come in and the administrators are going to find out about this secret experiment happening, but it just no one seems to care.
It's not much of a secret lab, is it? Like two people work there. And computers, because you can hear all the computer noises.
Wait.
And, so disappointing. This could have been, like, the story of a century. Like, one in a million years, you get, like, one of these perfect scripts stories.
I think that's taking it a little far.
It's definitely that, Aaron. Definitely that.
This is a one in a million script,
In a million script, and they just wasted it.
Well, I'm done talking about this film.
Yeah,
I'm just
thinking about Ross. I'll tell you that right now, Todd.
I'm just thinking about the part where you said, yeah, he killed the doctor, so then he chased that other lady, in the car down to the wood factory, and then this made no goddamn sense. Why?
Yeah. Who would have thought that Tomcat Dangerous Desires wasn't a good movie?
Yeah. It's never would have guessed by the title.
But it's not even a good Skinamax movie.
Yeah. I was expecting
it does nothing good.
That makes who is the target audience?
I would say
Richard Greco.
Richard Greco, that's what I'm saying.
I would say maybe 3 Skinamax scenes. Is that accurate?
But even then, there's not much. You get nudity in
the opening of the movie. Seemed pretty Skinamax to me.
You didn't see anything at first for a while.
No, but there was a lot of implied thrusting. It was pretty aggressive. It was
PG.
But like the PG. The majority of the nakedness, Todd, was like the lady near the end just kind of like sitting around, walking around in her room. Like it wasn't supposed to be sexy. Like I didn't even understand what the point was.
Yeah.
So, an IMDb here. Here's an IMDb review. When this movie first came out, I watched it about a dozen times. It's a very sexy film, and Greco does a very good job of pulling off a prowling tomcat. Love to get a copy of it to check out again after all these years. Can't beat that opening scene for hot Greco.
Was that Greco that wrote
He had to write that.
Written by Richard Greco. 10 out of 10 Grecos. Richard Greco is perfect in this movie. As a gay man, I find this movie very erotic, and Richard Greco is simply perfect. Greco is great to look at and very naughty boy here. See, that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
I think this only appeals to people who want to see Richard Greco. So that's why I fucking love this movie. All right, let's move on. Does anyone have any alternate titles?
I don't. I feel like this was ripe for cat jokes, but I don't have any.
I had Katmandu, but Katmando.
That's really good.
That's all.
No one's going to appreciate that, but that's really good.
I think it's impressive.
Very good.
I did something similar, but
go ahead, Aaron.
So that I had Katmandu you for that. I'm the Katman ski. Cats and Cokeheads. Love monster, because he calls himself a love monster in this film.
When does he do that? Ew, that's
he's
nasty.
Like, he's like chewing on her face. He's like, I'm a love monster.
Did he ever actually kiss anybody, or did he just chew
on
them?
Chews on their faces, including Daryl. Cat Mara.
Cat what?
Cat Mara, because he's like a chimera. Chimera.
Gotcha.
And finally, cat nips.
All right, I got
crunchy fried.
A clawful movie.
Clawful.
Are you kidding me?
God.
Perfect lover. And then
these
we got
are so
course,
bad.
We got,
oh my
course,
god, these are bad.
We got Clinton's Load, like Clinton. And 21 Hump Street.
why that one? Where'd that
21 Jump Street.
No, Richard I know why. From where?
Because it has Richard Greco.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's
oh,
literally his only reason.
That's where that's where he's most known from.
Yeah.
Wow. Alternate titles also from Dr. Paul Lilienthal. He wrote in to say, alternate titles for Tomcat, thank God there wasn't any bestiality. Oh, that's one of them. Ew, Paul, these are nasty. What the fuck, dude? Come Cat Matted and Fury Furry Desires?
Oh.
Faster Greco Cat Kill Kill Kill. The Fly, but with cat and no special effects. That's actually very accurate. 21 Get Jumped Street. Alley Cat Dark and Cost Effective Desires. Cat 09 Cox.
Oh. I thought of something like that, but I didn't want to go there. That's come on, Paul.
The Island of Dr. Greco. Catwoman Before the Transition, Rooftops and Bedrooms, The Nine Lives of Richard Greco's Career, and the other less inhibited Johnny Depp. He's also on 21 Jump Street, Todd.
Yep.
With Richard Greco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just need to like study up when we do these, because if you don't fucking know anything about Greco, I don't even know what the fuck you're doing here, all right? Like, I don't mean to be a jerk, but like if you don't know his...
I don't know if I don't celebrate his whole catalog. Like, why am I even here right now?
Yeah, I don't even understand why.
I watch Clinton Road daily.
Spiff is on the daily, hanging out at Clinton Road. All right, that's it. Let's move on. Let's play a game.
Thank you.
Game time, baby.
Your theories are the worst kind of puppet, right? Your methods are sloppy and your conclusions are highly questionable.
Shall we play?
All right, so
I hope it's about
we're gonna change it up a little bit, and it's gonna be everybody together.
Okay.
So good. It's either gonna be you good. Guys win as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Or Richard Greco comes over and
there's still holes involved.
There's 8 questions. You have to try to get more than 4 of them correct.
Oh, we're so screwed.
So who wants to be the official
Chris
answer?
Oh, fuck you guys.
We get to discuss it first.
Yeah, you just get to announce it.
All right. So number one, cats walk the same as all of these animals, except which one? Is it A, camels, B, elephants, or C, giraffes?
It's got to be camels.
Except
camels have humps, which makes a difference.
Camels do the leg cross thing too, a little bit.
Giraffes have long necks, so it can't be them because there's some they walk differently to balance.
Oh, you're thinking it's the leg cross thing.
That's what I was thinking, but maybe
I was thinking elephants and giraffes walk similar.
Do they?
Do they?
I don't fucking know. Just pick one.
I don't know anything about. Come on, Chris. It's riding on you.
What did you say, Aaron?
I said elephants, but I don't. What the fuck
I
do
said,
I know?
I said camels.
I say elephants too.
I'm going with Aaron and Spiv. Elephants.
Elephants is correct. Camels, cats, and giraffes are the only three animals which move both their right legs and then both their left legs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Wait, so dogs don't do that?
Nope.
They're always in harmony?
No, they
dogs
do.
Dogs are right, left, right, left.
What? I don't understand this.
Where cats do like I can't one tell side of their all, body and the other.
Right, right, left, left. Right, right,
really?
Left, left. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Study your cats more when it's not peeing on your bed.
That's how I'm going to start being.
Okay, well, I can't wait to see this.
Right, left, right, left.
I don't know what it means.
That's going to be so challenging for you to do, Chris.
Number two, which mathematician invented cat doors? Was it Einstein, Euler, or Newton?
I'm going to say Euler.
Did they have doors back when Newton was around?
I'm thinking
Did you say Euler?
Yes.
His name is Euler.
Like Houston Oilers?
He's a German.
I think that sounds reasonable.
I feel like he's a cat door guy.
Yeah, he's a German.
Yeah, I think so.
Germans like cats.
And they love putting holes in things, so... I don't know why.
Did they invent the glory hole or something? I don't know where you're getting that down. Oh, but let's go.
Hey, we're back Euler. To glory holes.
3 weeks in a row.
The score. Going for all year.
We're going to invent an award. Best glory hole.
Best catchphrase 2020. Actually, that would make a lot of sense for this year. Let's.
So you're going Euler?
Yeah, Euler.
That is incorrect. It was Newton.
So way to go, Chris.
He would be doing his work, and the cat kept scratching at the door, so he kept getting interrupted, so he had a carpenter cut a hole in it.
See, too bad Newton didn't have a sawzall, because that shit would have been taken care of right away.
And he wouldn't have a cat
For the
either.
Cat?
Not so.
Number three, how long was the world's longest domestic cat?
Longest?
Yeah, how long?
They get, some of them are pretty long.
Domestic cat.
Including, like, we're talking head to tail or head to?
Yeah, head to tail.
Okay. Like the end of the tail.
42 inches.
Yeah, I was going to say
how
4
long
feet.
Is that?
But that's 3.5 feet. 3.5 feet, yeah.
Doesn't seem that big.
That's pretty fucking big for a domestic cat.
There's that Maine coon hound or coon
yeah,
cat
they get pretty
things.
Big.
How big are they?
I feel like cats can stretch too, because like I pick up my cat and I can like.
Maybe that's why your cat pees on your bed.
Slick it out, you know what I mean.
I got the wishbone.
I don't know.
My God.
What did you say, Aaron? 36 inches?
No, 42. But I have no idea.
42 inches.
So I don't know how to say if these are correct or not. I didn't think about that.
1.5 cats.
Are we over or under?
You're under.
Ah, wait. That's a good thing, right? How close are we?
You're
are we within a meter?
72
inches. You're within a foot.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
50 inches.
Better than 15,000 of them.
52.
Oh, you're too high.
Within a foot. Within a foot.
50.
So we said 42. We're going to say 47.
Getting closer.
48.
It was 48 and a half inches. And it was
always
got to
count
coon.
That half inch.
Does it even look like a cat anymore? Is that just like a fucking lion, tiger,
like a
thing?
Bobcat?
Well, especially
bobcat,
because Maine coons are like real fuzzy, like they have the long hair. So it's got to be like you have a lion walking around.
It's pretty cool, actually.
Number four. What would ancient Egyptians do when their cat died? Would they A, shave off their eyebrows, B, get a tattoo, or C, pierce their ears?
Tattoo.
Ears.
I think ears.
I think ears.
I'm saying tattoo.
Fine.
Final answer?
Tattoo.
They would shave off their eyebrows.
You guys are stupid. You should all listen to me.
Well, Chris, when did you lose your cat?
Not soon enough.
Tonight.
In about 2 hours, Beth.
10 minutes. Yeah.
All right. So this one, you're going to tell me how long the world record oldest cat lived. Let's see if you can guess it within 2 years.
32.
38. 40. I feel like 38's a little aggressive.
36.
Yeah, I'd go with 36.
36?
36.
36.
I'll give it to you. 38 years, 3 days.
Holy shit.
I was right. That's an old ass cat. Our cat better not live that long.
I think about that every day with ours. Average is 12 to 15. We're there.
Oh my God. How did, that's like 250 as a person. Like that never happens.
Yeah.
It's double the life expectancy. And it's like 150.
More than, it's triple.
Yeah. Like why? That doesn't make any sense to me.
And the guy that owned it had owned this oldest cat before this one, which was this one's grandfather.
I'm thinking this guy just doesn't know how to count.
So this one's grandfather lived to be 34, and then this one was 38. So number six, what's the net worth of the richest cat in the world? And we'll go to the nearest, or you have to be within 10 million of it.
What? The unit of measure is in tens of millions?
Yep.
Is this some like kind Duchess of left their fortune to a cat or something?
Oh, 410 million.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Somewhere around some 400 million.
Yeah, okay. 400 million.
Some Duchess or something.
That's way too high. It was 99.5 million.
Oh, that's it.
What a loser cat is.
That was Grumpy Cat's net worth before he died.
How? Because he's so grumpy.
From all the videos trademarked. And there was like merchandise and
$99 million.
$99.5 million.
Why did Grumpy Cat die so young? He only wins 7 years. I guess it's the celebrity lifestyle. Must have been too hard for him. Too much catnip, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I think it had a grumpy face because of some sort of genetic issue.
Feline dwarfism.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was just the breed he was.
No.
They don't all have grumpy faces.
No. No. So sad. R.I.P. One love, Grumpy Cat.
All right. It is currently 2 correct and 3 incorrect.
Uh-oh. You know what that means?
Means so Chris two is more going questions. On a date with Richard Greco.
You got to get both of them right.
It's not a problem, Rebecca.
All right. So how much did the world record heaviest cat weigh? Let's say
problem,
within 5 pounds.
Ooh. 48 pounds.
48 pounds. That's what I was thinking too, Todd.
Well, so if it's like a Maine Coon or whatever. But cats are so fluffy, though.
Yeah. How much does like a really fat cat weigh?
30 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just imagining what one of those 45-pound plates feels like in there. That would be a
actually, I'm kind of thinking like 60-ish, 65-ish.
Yeah, that would be a really heavy cat, Todd.
Yeah, like if you just pack that shit in, you could stretch that skin pretty far. This thing would be like a missile, like a torpedo-looking thing.
Are you trying to like cop Richard Greco's foreplay? Is that what this is?
Wait, what are we talking about? Cats or Richard Greco's?
Yeah, I'm with you, Todd. 40-something, 42 pounds.
All right.
Okay, fine. They say 42. I would say 60. 42.
It's a good thing you went with 42. It was 46 pounds, 15 and a half ounces.
That's a big cat.
So that's close. Like we said originally. 47 pounds.
That weighs more or about the same as our 5-year-old.
This doesn't seem unreasonable, though.
How
that
tall is your five
definitely
year old?
Seems unreasonable.
Whatever.
It's a cat.
It's a fucking cat. It's one of these right here. So like, this should not weigh what a 5 year old weighs.
All right, fair.
All right, this is for the game.
The cat's in here like, what the fuck's going on?
Can you put me down? So how many presidents have had cats in the White House? We'll say within two presidents.
Oh boy.
I bet it is very, very low. They were all dog people.
I don't know. Clinton had socks.
Well, I'm gonna say eight.
Eight of 45?
Yeah. I think it's very low.
23.
I bet a ton
well,
of them
like
had
back
in
the day,
century.
Though, you would just have cats in there to get rid of the mice.
Yeah.
Are we counting salesman? Yeah.
Are we counting pet cats only, or
ones that are living inside as pets?
Okay. I would hear you about that mice thing. I would go way higher. It's probably like closer to half of them then.
Yeah, I'll go half as well. 23.
Final answer.
23.
Should have gone with Todd. There are only 10.
Damn.
They were Lincoln, Kennedy, Teddy Roosevelt, Coolidge, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Clinton, and George W. Bush. So I win this round.
Todd, you suck.
I've been
so
worse.
Rebecca gets to go on a date with Richard Grieco?
No, thank you.
All right, cool. Thank you, Rebecca.
Yep.
You are listening to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. Do you have a recommendation? A question? Do you want to talk about bad movies? Then join us over at our subreddit. Just search for Bad Movie Night on Reddit and join our community. Now, back to the show.
All right, Todd, would you recommend Tomcat Dangerous Desire?
Yeah, I thought it was all right. No, I will not recommend it. No, there was nothing redeeming about this movie. It was an erotic, whatever, thriller
well,
with
no
eroticism.
Was this even really erotic? Was this worse or better than Compelling Evidence?
Worse, actually. And I didn't really like Compelling Evidence.
Well, that bitch.
Yeah. Because that was at least, like, I don't know, kind of campy at times. This didn't
definitely,
have any of that.
Definitely. Yeah, you had Jerry Seinfeld. Calling everybody a bitch. Yeah, the movie's great. I agree. 100% compelling evidence.
I would not recommend.
Okay. Rebecca?
No, definitely not. If anyone asks you if you want to watch it, just punch them in the face. And
the only person who's going to ask that you is that aggressive. Is me or Richard Grieco.
That is aggressive as hell.
And that's fair both ways. All right. Spiff?
Yeah, no, definitely no recommendation. I'm looking through all the movies we watched this year, and this is the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
How dare you?
You still got half a year to go.
Yeah, we'll, I know.
We'll get there.
Hey, that's how we get Chris to load the Sword and Sorcery movies in now. We got to find one that's worse than this piece of trash.
And strangely enough, it's really easy to do. I don't know why. Aaron, would you recommend it? Aaron?
Oh no, he's gonna show up with cat ears.
What a shit is he? I will take that as a positive yes, resounding yes around this crowd. No, this is a terrible movie. It's not even fun. It's just stupid. It's annoying. It's a waste of time. There's a few moments here or there, but nothing worthwhile. And I'm a big Richard Grieco fan. Stop watching the Cats trailer and pay attention, you assholes.
I didn't think it was possible to make a worse cat movie.
I didn't see Cats. Did you?
I didn't either,
it?
But I've seen enough of the trailer to know that I don't want to.
It just looks. Yeah. It's just not like. It's just
they
uncomfortable
like,
looking.
They like rotoscoped them, right? Like 3D rotoscoping.
I guess. Why would you do that much effort?
It's
in that?
So
just,
much work.
It would be much better to just dress them up like cats,
or just to do it CG. You know. Like, why film people and then completely draw over everything?
Because they wanted to make it look less real-ish in some way.
to make it seem passable.
So when
maybe?
You show the cat human buttholes, you don't get weird.
Are you
about
sure?
It.
I don't think it's rotoscoped. I didn't look at it.
It is.
Closely.
It is.
Really? Yeah. And that should look cool, like Scanner Darkly and stuff. That shit looks cool.
That's like old fashioned rotoscoping. This is sort of the computer aided
like
rotoscoping.
Algorithm rotoscoping.
Yeah. This is algorithmic rotoscoping with so many buttholes.
There's no passion to
there's,
that.
There's no buttholes, Todd.
They removed the buttholes, Todd.
They did.
Which is
well,
why
someone went back and did a cut with buttholes.
Was it better?
Chris asking the hard hitting question.
I mean, obviously the answer is yes.
Yeah, I'm sure Aaron's finding that trailer right now.
Oh, all right, man. Aaron, load up the butthole trailer. We're gonna move on while you do that. We got lots of feedback comments. Let's move, get into these. I don't know how to pronounce this. WVU 97873. 7873.
No, that's they went to West Virginia University.
They're
in 97, 87.
No,
they're
Frontiers.
They're mountaineer.
Oh, wait, it was 3 days ago. I added a 3 to the end. So they went to West Virginia University in 97 or 87.
Okay. Based on our age, probably 87.
Okay, 87 we're going with. I can't stop laughing about the 1,500-foot dam. It would block out the freaking sun, not to mention planes crashing into it. Laugh out loud, that would be crazy.
Planes crashing.
I was cry laughing on a walk, listening to it again.
So stupid. Jose Gutierrez says, I work second shift, and that long, lonely night, late night drive home, wow, this is getting Richard Greco up in here, was made so much better with a 15,000-foot dam. I laugh so hard. Don't change the format, please.
So all of these are just about the dam?
Apparently.
It was damn funny.
Best damn podcast ever.
He also says, every time I see Spiv, I think old school Matt Sayu. Matasayu.
Yeah, I looked it up and I saw that. What is that? I don't see the resemblance.
Matsuhishu?
Matsuhayu. He is bound by his Hebrew and stage name Matasayu. Is an American Jewish reggae singer, rapper, beatboxer, and alternative rock musician. I've never heard of this guy before. He kind of looks like you, Spiv.
Yeah, I see it.
I kind of
see it. It's okay.
Dude.
We didn't want to see.
I mean, this guy looks way cooler than you, judging by his description I read. Sorry, no offense, Viv. You're cool in your own ways with your little trombone.
Are you Jewish, Scott? You could become a rapper.
I'm not.
Well, you need to work on that. Convert.
Sorry.
I don't know if
just for the jokes.
Can work on.
Like, Watley. All right. Mike D says, I grew up spelling my name Mikhail. M-I-C-H-A-E-L with the A before the E. Then in my 20s, when I had to update my health card, they told me it was wrong. They had to go to my birth certificate, and it was Michael with an E before the A. My mom screwed it up, and I went through my whole childhood spelling it wrong. I'm from
Holy
Canada
shit.
And hate Nickelback. A good band from Canada is the Tea Party.
That's awesome.
I don't know who the Tea Party is, but I'm going to look that up then. That's a great story, Mike. Thank you. Paul says, Paul went deep on a Nickelback, as Paul would do.
How many paragraphs?
Did I read his first comment? No, I didn't read his first. Todd had it figured out. The first three alternate titles were all dumb synonyms for Terminal Rush. My entire review of this film can be summed up by the fact that it's 5 attempts to view it. This is the first one I've stayed awake for. I'm not quite as bad as you guys all say it is, but at the same time, it's very little to recommend for last week's Terminal Rush. He then said Blood Fist 6, Ground Zero, and Ring of Fire 2, Blood and Steel, are too good of the Don the Dragon Wilson movies.
So we have to get through 5 other Blood Fists
to
get to
through
incredible?
Five Blood Fists, at least 10 to 11 hours.
Just skip forward.
This is where it doesn't matter enough that you go backwards. You start at 6 and go back to 1.
You start at 6 and we're like, we're going to get to 1. And
wait,
just never
we'll
get
just do
6.
A month of it. We'll start at 6 and go back to 3.
Blood Fists.
It'll be Blood Fistober.
Blood Fistober.
Blood Fistuary.
Already a thing on my calendar. Paul Lilienthal says, I nearly forgot to leave my substantive reason that Nickelback is a bad band. All right, then he goes on about Nickelback. So if you have interest in reading about why Nickelback, if you need to understand why Nickelback is a bad band, according to Paul, it is on there. I will not spoil that for you. David Smith says, don't worry, I already subscribed to your channel.
Not sure what that's in regards to, but I'm very sorry to hear that. OT says, good show, guys. And then there was a poll this week. Should the gang cover more Richard Greco movies? Yes or yes? And yes won and tied with yes. So the answer is yes, we should cover more Richard Greco movies. Luckily, we found that Sword and Sorcery one, Todd.
Was that posted by you?
No, Saswee. No, it was Mike W.
No, it was Richard Greco.
That was Richard Greco. Richard Greco impersonating Mike W.
Curiously, both from New Jersey.
Is Richard Greco Mike W? And we saw them both in the same place.
Fan theory.
But at different
times. But
not
at the same time.
Not at the same time. Yeah.
It's like an Egger suit.
That makes more sense in this movie.
Saswee goes on to say, well, I didn't say, he didn't go on. He just said it. Since folks were all over the place talking about electric kilowatt hours, here is a PSA that in PA, you can choose your electricity provider that can save you a ton of money on your power bill. It is free to change and super easy. You can do it directly online at PA Power Choice. Wow.
You didn't know this?
Do you fucking work for them or something? Like,
it's a PSA.
I didn't know that.
It's cool. You
didn't
can
know
save
that, really?
A shit ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Every time I look at it, the price is not that much cheaper.
But
really?
So sweet. Can I save money on my car insurance? Or is it just
I knew
money?
That was coming.
This can one simple trick.
Can I save 15% on my car insurance by switching
to Geico? Is that possible, Sasweet? Let me know. That's it for listener feedback, suggestions, comments. If you want to leave us a message, do it on them YouTube videos or hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Reddit. Search for Bad Movie Night. We're also on Instagram. Or if you have an email for me, you can send it to info@bad-movie-night.com. That is going to do it for this week's episode on Tomcat. The Dangerous Desires. I think that's what it was called. Dangerous. What was it? Dangerous Liaisons? Whatever. It doesn't matter. We're moving on. We're watching next week a Sword and Sorcery movie.
The Richard Greco Sword and Sorcery epic.
Don't shake your head at me.
It's
this Sword
not,
and Sorcery movie has Nicolas Cage in it, so...
It says Nicolas Cage really? And fan favorite Hayden Christensen of the Star Wars prequels.
I just rewatched
I think
this.
He plays Spock Solo. This is the 2014 Sword and Sorcery movie, Outcast. So let's go check out that trailer.
You were his friend.
We fought alongside one another.
You're the outlaw they call the White Ghost.
I am the White Ghost.
If we escape my brother, I will be the king. I will give you a reward.
How old are you? 10?
14!
Oh, I'm stopping it. I'm not spoiling all this beautiful Nicolas Cage footage. This is going to be awesome.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Have fun, gentlemen.
What the fuck is this? They took Nicolas Cage and Hayden Christensen and dropped them in some Asian movie. Like,
I think they took Tom Cruise out and put Nicolas Cage
in. Yeah, this is the last Samurai. This is so fucking weird.
Well, it's 12th century China.
It actually looks kind of good.
How far into it do you think before he starts like snorting cocaine, screaming about the bees?
I want to hear. I didn't hear his accent.
He's way ahead of you.
Okay.
I want to hear his accent in this movie.
Why?
Did you hear it in the trailer? $25 million budget.
This was in the theaters?
No, not necessarily, but...
$25 million
not
for
here,
Nick Cage,
maybe.
That's like his salary, right?
American Chinese Canadian movie. It is the directorial debut of James Dormer. Oh, boy. God, what are you getting us into? Like, I feel more comfortable with Richard Greco than this.
No, not at all. Are you kidding me? This is going to be awesome.
This might be actually kind of good. We'll see.
You're flip-flopping a lot. I can't wait for the podcast next week. You're flip-flopping all over the place.
The production quality looks good, but the Nicolas Cage looks out of place. And Hayden Christensen...
Sorry, I think you meant out of this world, but go ahead.
He gets a lot of hate, but he might be all right. I don't know. Todd, I'm so torn over this whole thing.
Well, good for you. We get to watch it.
Dude, the guy went on to make a Beowulf show, too, which I didn't even know existed. All right.
You big Beowulf fan.
Outcast. It's on Tubi. We're watching it. It's got Nicolas Cage and Hayden Christensen. We're trying to make Todd happy by putting a Sword and Sorcery movie in. So enjoy it, Todd.
Okay. It's directed by a stuntman.
Might have some good
action.
He
was the assistant director for Nacho Libre.
Might have some good Jack Black action.
This was his first directing Oh boy.
Who's gonna give it a shot? Stunts
for Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Oh man, what a terrible movie! All right, that's it. That's what we're doing next week.
Stunt coordinator for 28 Days Later.
He's a stunt coordinator for like everything.
Yeah, I think it might have actually good action.
I bet
we'll
it will.
See. We'll see what happens. We'll Outcast, 2014. Checking it out next week. That's it for this week's episode on Tomcat. We hope you enjoyed it. If you like what you heard, go to iTunes, leave us a review. Go to patreon.com/badmovienightshow. Sign up for $1. Get access to the bonus show, the pre-show, every week here.
No Rebecca next week. We're all over the place this week. Jesus.
No Rebecca next week. She is going on vacation. Have fun.
Vacation.
I can probably download Tomcat Dangerous Desires onto a USB thumb drive if you'd like to take it with you.
Yeah, we can watch that with my family while we're up there.
What's your address?
Gather round, nieces and nephews. Let me introduce you to
Richard Drago.
All right, that's it, guys. We'll catch you here next time. Goodbye.
Welcome to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. Podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night.